Orioles taking on the Mets tonight. Got news for the Nets. Top of the hour, going to do draft profiles. We talked earlier about Rosengarten and Paalele. Vinny's going to look back at them as they were coming into the National Football League. Now the starting right side of the Ravens O-line. Buy or sell, was to turn it up Tuesday money. And then Tim Britton, talking about the Mets. He's with the Athletic. They've struggled on the road. They've struggled offensively. I mean, I know that they got a bunch of dough invested in the team, and they're still upside for sure. But why the offensive struggles? And injuries are always a part of the equation. Just look at the Orioles. We'll get into that and more later on in the program. NFL Lunch Style. Will Graves, talk about the Steelers from the Associated Press as they embark on yet another training camp with some fancy names at positions of need, but still looking for their first playoff win in almost a decade. Let's bring in Nolan McGraw. Quick Draw, how you feeling?
Doing pretty good today. Got my eye on Brandon Young, tonight's starter for the Orioles. Don't really know what to make of him. Be honest, coming into this year, not on my radar at all. Cade Povich, you know, who's the other? Chase McDermott. Probably a little bit more higher up on the list of young pitchers that you viewed as a potential piece for the future for this team. But then all of a sudden, Brandon Young asked to make a spot start in April. Goes okay, not great. Kind of at the time what they needed to beat the Reds in a shootout game. Didn't know if you see him again. Well, he's made four starts at this point. Can't go deep. And if you're looking on the surface, you might say, well, hey, I mean, 61 pitches to get through four innings. Why is he getting yanked? What's the deal here? Just way too much traffic on the base pass. I mean, this guy can't help himself, but I feel like he's close. And he's not pitching the Orioles out of games, which is maybe the biggest compliment you can give him right now. Okay. It's not three or four innings, six, seven runs where, all right, the game's over already. Let's just pack it up and come back tomorrow. Usually, they might even have the lead at the time he's leaving some of these games. Just needs to go a little bit deeper. So I don't know what's in the cards for him in terms of the rest of this year. Once guys get healthy, probably the first man to get bounced. What's next for him in his career in general? But just going from being completely off the radar to now a name that we're talking about, it could end up being a decent enough year for him when it's all said and done.
Physical resemblance aside, looks like Mike Bauman a little bit in regards. He's got great stuff. The command is a little shaky. That's why you talk about the traffic, the pitch counts elevated. I guess you look at the 61 pitches. I don't have that box score in front of me. I'm sure a lot of them were balls. You know what I mean? So if he could ever harness the control with that high 90s, you know, velo that he brings to the equation, there'll be a role for him. But he's here because Chase McDermott got hurt early. Cade Povich is hurt now. Albert Suarez, we keep forgetting about him and how valuable he was to last year's playoff team. He hasn't pitched yet. And to your point, Nolan, when some of these guys do return, and who knows about Grayson? I know he's saying all the right things. Bradish seems to be trending in a positive direction. Could see Wells maybe in September. Maybe Suarez, too. I just think a lot of this is lining up well for what they're going to look like next year in regards to throwing baseballs. Mike Elias is going to have to add some reinforcements to the rotation for sure. But Brandon Young looks like a guy, like you said, unless you follow the Orioles minor leagues closely, really know much about him at all. Look at this Gillis guy. He's pitching in the futures game. But Braxton Bragg looks like he's now a top 10 prospect that we never talked about until 2 months ago. You know, sometimes it all comes together for you. And it did for Brandon Young. He was pitching really well down on the farm, which got the attention of the Orioles, and now he's got to match Clay Holmes. And Clay Holmes is a guy that he was the Kimbrel of the Yankees last year as their closer. He's the guy that being cursed at, if memory serves, in the rain. That Clay Holmes?
Could be.
Yeah, when he was the closer for New York. By the way, they just lost Clark Schmidt for the year, the Yankees did. Right. You talk about injuries. I mean,
well, they're buying now.
Yeah.
I mean, they were buying before, but they're buying now.
But Brandon Young, long-winded way to talk about him. Yeah, let's see what he can do.
Well, there's something there.
I don't see a slappy. Yeah. I see a guy with potential here.
And when you made that Mike Bauman comparison, I hadn't really even thought about him in a potential bullpen role. But, I mean, that's an option that's on the table for sure. Obviously, when we get to the offseason, we talk about names that are in play for the starting rotation. Well, I don't want to get to a point next spring where I'm really leaning on a Brandon Young to say, hey, you're the fifth guy in the rotation. that means the Orioles probably didn't do anything, or there were 3-4 injuries again. Either way, it's a bad outcome. But they are going to need help in the bullpen. We're expecting a good bit of turnover there. Guys like Soto, Dominguez, probably on their way out. Mike Elias has had a knack for finding decent diamonds in the rough there over the years.
Oh, Coulombe, Cionel Perez,
so
Cano.
You maybe expect one or two of those, but hey, why not a Brandon Young?
Soto, by the way, in the game against the Braves on Sunday, big at bat when he got Olson to kill that uprising. And then Dominguez gave up the home run, but, you know, got himself a save. Orioles swept the series. We're not going to sit here and whine about that. Or maybe we can. Who knows? News for the Nets coming up next. Going to break down two. The Ravens' right side of the offensive line. They were homegrown draft picks. Could they be here for years? Does one outplay his contract to the point where the Ravens can't afford him? You know, because of that center thing they're going to have to deal with as well financially. Buy or sell, speaking of money, we'll count that hopefully at 12:15. And we'll talk about those Mets with Tim Britton from The Athletic. They're flip-flopping with the Phillies. Right now, it's a two-team race in the NL East. That's the Braves, the Marlins, and the Nats. They've kind of, even though Miami's playing better, falling off by the wayside. Who's going to wind up getting over the hump? And what does New York need at the trade deadline?